Walmart Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is ramping up his immigration crackdown, saying the city of Chicago needs an influx of federal troops to root out undocumented immigrants. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang says Chicago isn't the only city seeing an increased federal presence.
DHS says ICE raids have now launched in Boston, just days after authorities detained more than 300 South Korean nationals during a raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. That operation rattling America's close ally, which had promised to invest $350 billion in the U.S.
ICE was doing right because they were here illegally.
Trump looking to reassure South Korea, now proposing the country and foreign companies doing business in the U.S. help train Americans for jobs.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the more than $80 million judgment imposed on President Trump for defaming E. Jean Carroll. This is ABC News. President Trump's removal of Rebecca Slaughter, a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission, is now under review by the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts is issuing a temporary pause now on the lower court's rulings that ordered Slaughter be allowed back on the job. Speaking with ABC News, Slaughter said for the first few days she was allowed back in the office, she felt like she returned to a completely different agency.
Many, many staff have left, and not just due to natural attrition. I think there's been a widespread attack on public servants, and the FTC has not been exempt from that, and that takes a real toll.
Slaughter contends her firing is illegal, while Trump argues he has the same executive authority to fire federal workers. And authorities in Texas are releasing new security cam video of the suspect they believe opened fire Saturday night in a sports bar outside Houston. One person was killed. That suspect remains on the run. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman with this local news update. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills they say would benefit workers. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law, championed by then-Governor Scott Walker, curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers with a Week 1 win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers beat the Lions 27-13. Green Bay with an early lead and never let up. Matt LaFleur on finally snapping a three-game losing streak to Detroit when they played here at Lambeau.
Kind of had their way with us the last three times here at Lambeau. I was just really proud, and I think, of the energy our guys brought, not only in the first half, but I thought we matched it to start the second half as well.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw for two touchdowns and 188 yards.
Obviously, I think a big goal for us was to be able to come in here and start the season off fast and start the season on the right note. So to come in here week one at home and get a dominant win like that is amazing and exactly what we've been working for. So it feels great.
Now a short week. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday. Thursday night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh, 10-2. Jacob Mizorowski pitched 7 innings and got the win with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s and a south breeze. Tonight, a few more clouds filter in, and for tomorrow, mixed skies and mild. Highs make it to the mid-70s. But at night, chances for showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WGBW. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. We do not have to wait long to cheer on the Pack again. Thursday night football taking on the Commanders. I'll have that keyword again for you to try to score tickets to the play that goes wrong coming up. WGBW 97.9.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so
had you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
W. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Sorry, she was waving me goodbye with
Harry home drops on a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wonder, superstition, local news, and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. All this week, giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to come check me out and The Play That Goes Wrong with Abrams Spotlight Productions. That's happening September 19th through the 21st. Today, the first day. So each day, there will be a different keyword, and you only have to text it in once. If you heard this already earlier, you're set. If you took care of texting the word in. If you didn't, well, I'm going to give it to you again now. The word is wrong. So this is your keyword. Wrong is in The Play That Goes Wrong. W-R-O-N-G. You can either text that to 920-588-8957. Again, 588-8957. Or if you missed that, you're like, oh, shoot, Eric, I didn't quite catch that. That number is also listed at the bottom of our website, wgbw.fm. Or you can download the Civic Media app and then go to WGBW and text us from there. Doing that will help you with future contests where you're going to have a chance to win big. Again, wrong is the word, W-R-O-N-G, 588-8957 is the text number. Good luck.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. A pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town. Makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Elvis checking in with Kentucky Rain. Fun fact, he was a studio musician at the time. It's Ronnie Millsap playing keys, playing the piano.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why is she yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where we'll play great Beatles tunes like that even on Mondays. Yes, indeed. Eric here, thank you so much for hanging out with me on your Monday. Shelley Pittman's in with a local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shelley Pittman with this local news update. It's a victory Monday as the Packers open the season at home, beating the Lions 27-13. A Thanksgiving tradition between these rivals returns with a noon game in Detroit on November 27th. Green Bay is back at Lambeau Field this Thursday night for a matchup with Washington. With 24 reported measles cases in Oconto County, the state health department has a new way to track the outbreak. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard. It's updated twice a week, and as of the last update on Friday, the number of measles cases had stayed steady at 24. Repairs on the USS Cobia in Manitowoc are underway. The sub was towed out of Manitowoc on Sunday. It took most of the day to get it to Sturgeon Bay, where it's getting necessary repairs and upkeep. The dry dock is slated to last about 6 weeks. A new report finds that about half of Wisconsin's bridges are in good condition. More than 6.5% are in poor condition. Bridges owned by the state, which tend to include the largest ones, have the highest quality ratings. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, with inspection data that was crunched by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Bridges are inspected every 2 years and rated on their surface, superstructure, and substructure. Back to school and the Packers win means it's starting to feel like fall. If you're wondering when the leaves might start changing, well, they already have. According to the Fall Color Report from Travel Wisconsin, Green Bay is at 5% color. Trees will hit peak color around the third week of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm.
Mostly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s and a south breeze. Tonight, a few more clouds filter in, and for tomorrow, mixed skies and mild. Highs make it to the mid-70s. But at night, chances for showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountain, it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain high, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
Say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside in the self to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Of a simple thing cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 on your radio. You can also stream us off our website, wgbw.fm. Zombies.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
Don't love her love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, oh, oh. Don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love her.
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Green Bay with the Trogs.
Harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found
Tops, local news, and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good afternoon. I felt yesterday that the Packers were going to win, but I didn't realize it was going to be that convincing of a victory. I mean, you know, the Lions scored that touchdown late, but at that point, it was basically garbage time. They weren't going to come back. They have one of the better, of course, offensive lines, and we were able to get some pressure. And the running game wasn't, you know, the greatest early on, but the score was up and everything else was working. And then suddenly that second half and Josh Jacobs took off. You know, I mean, wow, that was really a fun game for Packer fans to see, you know, Micah Parsons getting in there, getting involved, recording a sack and causing a lot of disruption, freeing up other guys to make sacks. This could be a pretty, I know it's just one game. I hate to be the homer, but this could be an exciting season. Hopefully everybody stays healthy, right? Knock on wood. Go Pack Go Thursday night.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, giving some tickets away and a text to win contest. If you didn't catch that keyword yet, keep listening. I'll give it to you again a little after 4 o'clock here. It's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
News, I'm Mike Dubosky. President Trump's reported 2003 birthday gift to Jeffrey Epstein has now been turned over to congressional investigators. ABC's Catherine Falder says it contains a typed birthday note framed by the outline of a female figure and what appears to be Trump's signature.
I will say that the White House is disputing that is his signature, but the reality is this is the letter that we are now seeing for the first time since that report from the Wall Street Journal back a couple months ago, claiming that Trump did, in fact, sign this letter that was included in that birthday book given to Epstein for his 50th birthday.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president's legal team will continue to aggressively pursue litigation against the Wall Street Journal. Despite overtures from the Trump administration warning of an immigration crackdown in Chicago, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker now says he hasn't received any federal support or coordination from the Trump administration. This is ABC News. The mid-decade redistricting battle ahead of the midterm elections is now moving to Missouri. House Republicans in that state are scheduled to vote on a new congressional map that would split St. Louis into three districts. The move would likely give Republicans one more seat in the House of Representatives, eliminating the district represented by Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver. Cleaver